are listening to Live to Sustain. Today we will be talking about the Social Progress Index. This in comparison to the GDP. This is what countries typically use to determine their health and well-being, and we'll explain the differences between the two. Currently, most countries use GDP as a measure to determine a country's health and well-being. GDP is the sum of all goods and services produced in a given country. Common sense tells us that an indicator with such a narrow scope, one that considers only economic growth, cannot completely determine the health and well-being of a country. This is where the Social Progress Index can be more useful. The Social Progress Index takes into consideration basic human needs, foundations of well-being, and opportunity. You are probably sitting with a big question mark over your head right now, wondering what the heck we're talking about. Laura is going to explain in more detail what all of this means.
So, as opposed to the GDP, which is measuring a country's overall well-being based on how much goods and services they're producing, the Social Progress Index is using a different set of metrics to define what well-being means for a country. And so there was three general categories that they're rating all of the different countries on, which is basic human needs, foundations of well-being, and opportunity. So what basic human needs means would be basic medical care and nutrition, water, access to water and sanitation facilities, shelter, so these, and personal safety. So these are really the foundations of what someone needs to live a, you know, reasonably comfortable life. And then the foundations of well-being category, that's kind of next level. So this is talking about access to information and communication, so internet, freedom of press, access to basic knowledge, the education system, and environmental quality, as well as health and wellness in terms of life expectancy, suicide rate, those types of things. And then the third category is called opportunity. And so this is more about personal rights and freedoms, tolerance and inclusion. So that's things like tolerance for immigration, for homosexuality, for religion, as well as access to advanced education and equality. So does everybody have equal access to advanced education and things like that? So those are the three basic categories and what they mean. And so
explained in detail. Yes. That's a lot of detail, right, to digest. But I think what's important to point out is when we explained the GDP, we said it's the sum of all goods and services produced. And whereas this obviously has much more that it's considering, right, in determining how well a country is doing. It's actually, I think, thinking more about the people than GDP.
Yeah, and what I think is interesting about it is Adam has always been talking about data. He's really into data. He's been doing a lot of data analysis, data, charts and all that stuff. And I'm in acupuncture school right now, and I'm kind of more interested in holistic healing and kind of a softer approach to, like,
health.
Yeah. Yeah, and so I was kind of like, data, boring, what is that? Like, why are you spending so much time? Like, I don't want to get lost in data world. I think there's a lot of ways to look at the world. But to me, this was interesting because I think it's a way to use data in a way that, yeah, promotes the goals and the same things that I'm trying to do in a softer way. Like, how can we measure them and then take steps to achieve goals, set goals and achieve them, you know, take concrete steps instead of just having this kind of loose plan, organizing it, organizing people around it and saying, okay, here's the priority, here's what we need to do. And this is, to me, an interesting way to use data, as opposed to, I guess, one of the things that really grosses me out or disinterests me about data is so much of it is used to sell stuff to people, to target people for ads and, like, just promote stupid stuff and sell garbage, and I hate that aspect of it. For you, it has a bit
of a negative connotation. Right?
Yeah, so yeah, that's the negative connotation of data, and so this is exciting to me because it's like, okay, I see that this is an interesting way to use data and a good way to use data, in my opinion.
All right, we should probably explain a little bit more about where we found this, right? I was listening to a podcast when we were on a flight recently, TED Radio Hour, and I believe it was Story Behind the Numbers, right?
Yes.
And It was in that podcast that I was introduced to the Social Progress Index. I believe this is something that was put together by the Social Progress Imperative. You can find out more information about them at socialprogressimperative.org. To be honest, I went to the website recently and I was unable to access it, but I think Laura actually made a good guess that it might be the podcast that they were recently featured on, TED Radio Hour, that has their site a little bit overloaded. So,
yeah, so the CEO is a guy named Michael Green, and I didn't listen to the podcast, but apparently he's the guy who was interviewed on
right.
the TED Radio Hour
yep.
last week. So then there's this board of directors, which is like one, two, three, four, five different guys and a woman, Sally Osberg, and they are from different countries. I mean, Deloitte Global Chairman, I'm seeing David Cruikshank. So basically, there's a board of directors, which looks like a team of about six people. And then there's a scientific team. There's two lead scientists, Scott Stern from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, a professor from the Harvard Business School. And then there's a couple advisors, Judith Rodin from the Rockefeller Foundation, Institute for Liberty and Democracy, University of Oxford. So basically,
a lot of very, you know, respected institutions that are contributing.
Mm-hmm.
So, and to be clear, this is something that is updated every year, like the GDP, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not an ongoing calculation, and I don't know if the GDP is either. I think if it's a sum, it could be, right? So you'd have to wait for the whole year.
Yeah, so in September, they're going to be
okay.
releasing the 2018 Social Progress Index. So I guess the year's not up, so I don't know exactly how that works, but...
Yeah, maybe the year-to-year is different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nonetheless, interesting. Well, thanks for all that great information about the Social Progress Imperative. What else can we talk about?
So let's talk about why it's interesting or why it's useful. And so a lot of people can use this information. It's all open source information. It's free online. You can look at the website. I definitely recommend you check out the website Social Progress Index and play around with it, because there's really interesting charts and graphs and ways of presenting information. I'm a very visual person, so there's a lot of charts and pictures in there that I find very interesting.
Yeah, there's actually a little interactive graph or chart that you can play with while you're on the site. You can click on each country and it'll give you its rank, its index score, and actually each of the individual dimensions scores. So basic human needs, right, foundations of well-being and opportunity, each have their own individual scores, but there also is an overall score for each country, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so did we explain that the U.S. currently is ranked 18th, right?
Mm-hmm.
And their overall score is 86.43, and I think the highest that I saw, I think, is it Denmark? Denmark is the highest.
Denmark is number one. So, and also they basically divided, there's 128 countries total.
Right.
They divided them roughly into six tiers. So like the top tier is where they have the best basic human needs being met. They have the best opportunities.
Right. So those
relative to
social progress tiers they have listed here, there's very high, upper middle, lower, low, very low, and incomplete.
So U.S. is in the high category. It's not very high. Very high would include countries like Denmark,
yeah, Finland,
Norway,
Canada,
yep.
Iceland, Australia,
yeah.
Germany, Netherlands, United Kingdom.
And so then let's talk about, you know, what's down at the lower end of the list. So these would be the countries that are struggling to meet the basic human needs, opportunity, foundations of well-being.
Yeah,
so
some that I'm just kind of randomly picking. I see Myanmar. We know there's a lot going on there.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to get into it, though. Bangladesh, Laos, moving over, Pakistan, Afghanistan. These are countries that are in the low and very low. Also, hovering over the African continent.
Yeah, a lot of them are, you know, in Central Africa, go there.
Yeah, there's Chad, Nigeria, Mali,
Mauritania,
Guinea, Zambia, Madagascar. So there's those are some of the lower ones, right?
These are the developing countries.
Correct, right. you know, Mexico falls in upper middle. Yeah, so that covers, you know, quite a few countries. I think that's going to do it for us today. I think that was a very detailed explanation of what the Social Progress Index is. Laura, did you have anything else to contribute?
Yeah, it's just a lot of information. Again, I really want to recommend you go to the website, check it out. It's fun. It's interesting. So I think you'll have fun exploring the site. And then, you know, this is an ongoing conversation, so we can come back and talk about it, you know. Send us a message. Tell us what you found interesting. Do you have any insights? What's your perspective?
Yeah, I'm curious if anybody had heard about this before. Again, their website, socialprogressindex.com.
Be sure to check out our website, livetosustain.com, and follow us on Instagram, @livetosustain.